Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the new edition, new episode of the Absolute Truth Absolutely podcast, powered by LWIM, Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. My name is Gio. I am the youth leader of said ministry, and I am content, glad, appreciative that you take the time to listen to these podcasts, and hopefully they serve as a medium for edification. And the only thing that I implore from our listeners is that you were to promulgate, to share these podcast episodes with your friends, family members. Go the extra length. Please note, we are taking the time to make this available to you, to disseminate truth. Our job is a bit more arduous. We have to record these. We have to upload these, make sure that they're readily available for everyone. So I would implore you, I would charge your conscience, if you will, to make the effort to share these with your friends, with your family members. If you know, if you understand that what is being promulgated is life-giving, then therefore, use it so that others may know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. All you have to do is burn this. We're giving it away for free. Burn it on a CD. Make an MP3 disc. Give it to a friend. Hand it to a family member, a coworker, a fellow student, or even a stranger on the street, and say, listen to this. Listen to this so that the truth can set you free. John 8:32, of course, that's Jesus Christ speaking. So make the effort. We've put in our part of the effort. Now it's your turn to do so and share these with others. You can share the link via email. We are these podcast episodes are available through iTunes. So anyone that has an iPhone, for example, it'll be very easy for them to follow the link and listen to these podcasts directly from their iPhones or iPod. Today, on this program, I just want to speak from the heart. There's really nothing prepared. But I want to share something that happened to me recently. And it made me think. And it's something, a correction that I've had to make in my own life, and it's ongoing. I don't consider it a completed task yet. Far from it. And please understand, I hope that the listener would understand that I have not reached maturity. Neither do I pretend to portray myself as someone whom has achieved perfection. Far from it. I don't want to be the typical celebrity. I don't want to follow in the footsteps of a Joel Osteen or a Rick Warren who portray themselves as those that have achieved superior maturity and therefore can lecture the rest of humanity on how to live life to its fullest. I mean, for crying out loud, all of Joel Osteen's books, I don't know if he writes them or not. They're probably ghostwritten. I don't know. I can't confirm this. But they all have to do with the you, help yourself, the you. It's never about God. It's always about the you, man-centeredness, anthropocentric. That's the philosophical terminology that is employed to speak about man-centeredness. And when you're searching for answers in yourself, you're always going to fall short. Always. And it's an emptying experience because you don't have the answers. But yet, when you reach unto God, it's a different story altogether. He has the answers. Recently, I read an article about a particular blogger. Forget his name now. And we would call it a well-known news organization had given him, extended to him, a contract in order to write articles and also submit productions to said entity for promulgation purposes. And reading that particular article led me to this person's website, which he receives very many visits, and his blog is particularly liked by many conservative fellows, including Christians. And reading a few of the excerpts available on said website, I noticed that many of the views that he espouses are similar to what I have attempted to disseminate and promulgate. And on a Friday-by-Friday basis, whenever I meet with the youth from our local church, attempt to communicate. And then envy. I noticed that envy began to creep in into my mind and into my heart. And I allowed myself to think, why is it that this person receives the recognition when I have been saying all of this for many years, and probably with in a more cutting-edge manner? And what do I mean by cutting-edge? Well, without the typical politically correct filters. I allowed that to creep in into my heart, into my mind, and slowly, after my agitated thought process, it calmed, that tempest was calmed in my own mind. I asked myself, I reflected, and I said, why was I envious? And I noticed that I still have shreds in my heart and in my mind, and this desire to for others to recognize me. It's called pride. For others to acknowledge that I have something important to say, and for others to declare to me personally that I am doing something important, and that somehow they have been edified by whatever it is that I have to share. And then I came to the realization, if I'm doing that for that reason, for adulation, then my intentions are not good. And the reason that I share this with you is because I think it's a perfect example. My case, my own situation is a perfect example of why you should not be ready to pledge allegiance to man. Because even though many might say that they have the best of intention, all of us, we all carry sin still, residual from our past and from the old man, as it is commonly said in Christian circles, the platitude, of course. But nevertheless, it's still true. You should not look towards me. You should look to the substantive of what I promulgate to see, to verify whether or not it is true, it is Christ-centric, and if it is wise and life-giving. Otherwise, discard it. Otherwise, discard it. And some might understandably remonstrate and retort by stating, Gio, for me, it's obvious you have a very, very, very indulgent pride working within you. I do. And I will readily admit it. But so do you, and so does the rest of humanity. I'm not saying this to excuse myself, but I am employing myself. I am being honest in order to showcase to you that I am susceptible, and so are you. I've fallen into the trap on many occasions of worshiping humans instead of worshiping the Creator. And God very strictly, explicitly tells us in the Word that we should not make man our strength, neither our flesh, because he will depart from God. And that's exactly the point. So, in conclusion, I would hope, I would pray that you were to constantly examine yourself. Why are you doing what you're doing? What is the purpose of the labor that you have undertaken today for a season? Maybe you've delineated that for your entire life. Why are you undertaking it? What is the purpose? What is your impetus? Is it because you saw others doing it? Is it because you saw that through that medium you could achieve adulation? Whatever it may be, this is where the Bible gives us very, very clear instructions. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord and not as unto man. Because Jesus himself tells us that he who receives applause, adulation from man, has already received his reward. And I'll tell you, I'm striving to arrive at that point where I can say my intentions are pure, my intentions are righteous, my intentions are to do this for God. I'm not there yet. And I would ask you not to put your sight on me, not to focus on me, focus on Jesus. That's all I ask you to do. Focus on Jesus. Don't focus on me. Now, some might state, well, Gio, this discredits everything that you have stated before. This discredits what you have stated in your blog, for example, or on these podcasts. Well, weigh those things. Weigh them as to whether or not they are true. And if they are, continue to espouse them. I can tell you one thing, and I can verify this. The Lord knows that I have attempted to do everything that I have put forth and I have preached and stated with the intention to promulgate truth so that that truth may liberate others. I really hope that this would aid other human beings in recognizing that and the value that that has to liberate humanity. And if you find, as the Bereans did, that what Paul was teaching was true, if you find that what I have been expositing is Christ-centric, is based on veracity, then espouse it. If not, discard it. And I've said that all along. This is nothing new. But I just use myself as an example. I use myself as an example to showcase that humanity is not perfect. And even those of us who are in these positions to instruct others, we're not perfect. We're just like you. You're just like us. We're all human beings and we're capable of some really dark things. But even in this, we can achieve growth if we recognize that we have shortcomings and we learn to mature. And that is my prayer through this particular podcast episode, that you were to use my example, my own life, to aid you to reach for maturity, to allow you to take that next step where you can say, I need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus exclusively. Because otherwise, if you place your trust in man, it's a very lonesome road, one filled with heartache, pain, suffering, and an emptiness that you will never be rid of. But if you place your trust in Jesus, and he is the source, the originator, the genesis of truth for your life, trust me, you will make sure that everything that you do will have a purpose, and that purpose will lead you to truth, and it will help you lead others to truth. And you will always be satisfied and happy understanding that you're doing these things for the Lord. You're not doing them for human reward or adulation. But it's something that we need to strive for. It's something that we need to constantly mature in and take care to undertake on a continual basis. This has been Gio for the Absolute Truth Absolutely podcast. If you're in the vicinity, the Miami vicinity, every Friday, please visit us. We are located on 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida, and our services take place every Friday night at 8 p.m. Visit our website for the latest news and updates, lwym.org. And if you have any questions, please email me, gio@lwym.org. That's all that I have for this particular edition. I thank you for tuning in, and I wish you adieu, and may the Lord shine his face upon you.